Shulchan Aruch has told us that if you have an oven that is fleishig, or you're cooking fleishigs in an oven, any bread cooked in that oven is called fleishig bread and cannot be eaten either with milchigs or with fleishigs or with parv. The question is, how do we clean out this oven in order to bake parv bread, which would be kosher to eat either with milk or with meat? Says the Shulchan Aruch, Tanur shetachu ba'alya, an oven in which a tail was used to spread fats across the floor of the oven. Ein oifen by pas, one may not bake bread in this oven because it would become fleishig bread, which we said was prohibited. Ad sheyasikenu mibifnim, till one heats it with coals from within. Ad sheyislabein, till the walls of the oven become white. Vafilu imhushabuchya, even if it's made, says the Ramo, Perush kli cheresh shemasikin tacht of oifen olav ugois, even if it's a porcelain pan which cookies are cooked upon them, ainli hetera li de hesek mibachutz, it has no heter through having the coals on the outside or on the underside of the pan, but the coals go on the cooking surface or the baking surface. It would seem from this Shulchan Aruch that the requirement here is that there be a Libun Gomor. The question is, if it's Libun Gomor, how does Libun Gomor help for a Buchya? We know that Klei Cheres, one is not allowed to kasher through Libun, because we're scared that a person will not do the complete Libun, because that will break the Keli. And here we're saying that a Buchya can be kashered through Hesek B'Bifnim, through putting the coals in a way that will make Libun Gomor. So the Mishnah Brura in Siman Tuf Nun Aleph says that a stam buchya, the general porcelain platter, ein darka lehispakeya, does not get ruined through hesek bivfnim of coals. And therefore, we're not worried that the person who's kashering the buchya will do an incomplete job. The Taz in Sif Dalad, in Sif Katan Dalad, wants to know why it doesn't help just to clean the shuman, the fats, off the surface of the oven. And the Taz says that, number one, the shamnunis is be'en. And therefore, since the shamnunis is be'en, it's very hard to clean off. Therefore, a hesek mibifnim is necessary. Masha einkein, if it is on a surface that is easy to clean, we would allow a cleaning. As long as the shuman, ha'aliyah, was not baked into the oven. But once you baked the shuman ha'aliyah into the oven through heating it to Yad Saletah's boat, at that point, a libum would be necessary to clean the tanur. However, if there's tam baked into the oven, we would allow you to eat this fleishig, the bread that's cooked in this, that's baked in this oven, with meat, though we would not allow you to eat it with milk. Sif Gimel, Pas she'afo im hatzli. If you have bread that you made with a roast, v'dagim she'tzalim b'tanur, or you take a skewer and you put on it fish and put it into this tanur, echad im habasar, b'tanur echad im habasar, asur l'achlam b'cholav. One may not eat them with cholov. Now, Peshach points out, we're not talking about the sakana aspect of eating something fleishig with something that has tam of fish, or actually mamish of fish. But we're talking about the fact that the dugim were made in a fleishig oven, and now they become fleishig, so that they have the same din as bread, and they would be usher to eat with chalav. Says the Shulchan Aruch further, v'hani mili b'tanur katan. That's only if you have a very narrow oven. Avol b'tanur gadol, but a large tanur. Hamachzik shnei esrei esrainim, that holds 12 esrainim, which the Shach tells us, each isarin is a shir chala, which is 43 and a fifth beitzim, mutter. Then we say that the reyach of the fleishig oven spreads and doesn't enter into the fish or into the bread. The Pischei Tshuva talks about where the shear of a dough of yud esrainim has to rest. Is it talking about the sides of the oven? Is it talking about the bottom of the oven? Or does it have to fill the whole oven? And says the Pischei Tshuva that in the Tshuvas Yad Elio says that it's the whole airspace of the tanur. And the Prima Gadim argues and says that the 12 esrenim have to fit on the tanur, which is on the karkis atanur, on the floor of the tanur, which is a much bigger shear. Back to the Shulchan Aruch. V'im ha-tzli mechuse, if the tzli is covered, v'chein pashtida ha-mechuse, or the meat pie is covered, hanekev sheboy mutter, afilu betaner tzar. The fact that it vents through a nekev, that's going to be mutter, even if you have a small tanur. It would come out from this halacha that if you have one person barbecuing milchig and one person barbecuing fleishig on the same open grill, since the heat vents all over the place to all the sides, the pashtus would be that even if one skewer is treif and the other is kosher meat, treif meat and kosher meat, they still would be no reicha or tam in this case. Reicha would only be in an enclosed oven,